Thank you all for joining us. God bless you. We are in for a treat this morning. I am going to go ahead and turn the call over to Tiffany. Are you there?
It's me, Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, Miss Candy. Thank you so much for greeting all of God's people this morning. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa giving you a heartiest of kingdom greetings this morning from Dallas, Texas, and we welcome you to the Master's Call, thanking each and every one of you for pressing this morning to be at the right place at the right time to hear a right now word from the Lord. For truly on the Master's Call, it is all about our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, one of our founders, and myself, we are honored and extremely humbled by so many of you who are so faithful each and every morning to call in and make time to seek the face of the Lord, to seek the presence of the Lord, and at most to seek a word from the Lord each and every morning. When we began this journey, as we have just recently celebrated our first birthday, God was very clear with Dr. PK and I what our mission, what our mandate is. And every morning, as the word commands us to do in Habakkuk 2, we write the vision and we speak the vision to the heavenlies to keep it before all of you, God's people. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So on this tremendous Tuesday, where we're giving thanks to our Lord and Savior, this call is here to enrich your life, to saturate you with the Word, and as you sit in His presence, that your life will be enhanced, that it will be added on to, and you'll be blessed because you took time to be on this call this morning, and because of the impartation of God's Word, you'll be empowered to go out and be His minister in the marketplace. And our foundational scripture for our journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And the 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God this morning, each and every Monday through Friday. We seek the face of the Lord, and we have always seen Him be faithful to show up and show out on this call. So again, thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the land and utmost in our hearts. We do have a website where you will find a list of all of the powerful messages that have been ministered since the October 25th of last year where we began. And we invite you to go and click on the different messages and have your heart encouraged and inspired, but even more so, share with others that there's a place you can go where the uncompromising Word of God rests. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can avail yourself at your leisure 24/7 to the many messages that have truly blessed our hearts since the beginning of this call. The other mission and direct assignment that the Lord gave Dr. PK and I was to be a place of prayer. For we know, as midwives of prayer, prayer changes things. Prayer sets the atmosphere. Prayer clears the heavens so that the will of God can go forth. So we encourage you to send in your prayer requests, to send in your praise reports to let us know when our Lord and Savior is always faithful to show up and show out in our behalf, and just to give us a shout out and let us know you appreciate what God is doing here at the Master's Call. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. I want to thank so many of you who have emailed us over the last year and let us know how this call has blessed and enhanced and encouraged your life as you've walked through this journey called Christianity. And for the prayer request, we're grateful to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And we always open up the door for those of you who have the Lord tugging on your heart to pray. We are not an elitist club or organization. We're just humble servants who want to be obedient to the assignment to pray. So if God is tugging on your heart, doesn't matter how fancy you think you pray or don't pray fancy. It's all about a sincere heart and just speaking the word of God. So email us at the Master's Morning Call. And our new prayer general for this year, Minister Robin Wilson, will get right back with you. And we would love to have you as part of our prayer warriors army. What knitted our hearts together, the bridge, the thread that the Lord used to bring many of you to this line, was Artists International, a God-ordained, anointed, and appointed Christian family-owned company. And we know when you have companies that are dedicated to doing the work of the ministry in the marketplace, it's even more important that they are garrisoned with the prayers of the righteous. And that was the initial assignment that the Lord gave Dr. P.K. Robertson. Our many artist distributors on the line, we have some exciting things happening. The announcement just came out. Mark your calendars right now. Save the date. Flip over to March 9th through 11th, 2012, and make the plans right now to be in Las Vegas for our extravaganza 2012. We're going to a new location, a new resort, the Lake Las Vegas Hotel. So all roads lead to the Lake Las Vegas Hotel for Extravaganza 2012, March 9th through 11th. And we want you to mark your calendars now to be there. We also are excited that today is the last day of our points multiplier. Go to your back office and see how exciting that is. And in this November, there's a buy a product and get another product for 70% off special. And with the many awesome products for wealth and beauty and health that we have, you want to avail yourself to our back office. For those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists International, we're encouraging you to go get back with the person who invited you to this call and see why we are so grateful to be ministers in the marketplace with Artists International. We encourage you to go to our website, artists.com/vision2012, and see for yourself what all the excitement is about. I'm going to ask now that Minister Candy come back to the line and give us our opening prayer so that we can get the woman of God up and be blessed with the word of the Lord this morning. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Lord of all, King of kings, Master of the universe, we come before you this morning, bowed at your majesty. Heavenly Father, your name is majestic and fills the earth. Lord, we honor you this morning. We glorify you. We worship you and give you praise. Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for food and shelter. Thank you for saving us from sin and shame. We thank you for being a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. We thank you for everyone who obeys the sound of the heavenly bugle and blows early in the morning as they answer this call to your ministry. Heavenly Father, We pray your blessings on Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We pray your blessings on the Diaz de Leon family. We dispatch the angels to provide a hedge of protection around them. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for opening up this call, and we welcome you to have your way, Lord. We call upon the airways and the frequencies to be penetrated by your Holy Spirit. Father God, Spirit of the living Lord, saturate the phone lines. Bless the speaker of God who gives voice to your word this morning. As the word comes, Father God, we thank you that it is uninterrupted, that it is unhindered by any outside force. Let it be followed with signs and wonders and miracles. I loose the clarity of thought and accuracy of words and the power of the Holy Ghost to come forth. Angels of the Lord, go forth and dismantle and destroy evil powers as we open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done in our lives. And we thank you in advance for what you have yet to do that will enrich our spirits, enhance our lives, and empower us to go out and make a difference in the marketplace. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that strategic prayer that truly has commanded our morning so that the word of God goes forth. I tell you, Tuesday must be a trying day. I do not see our speaker this morning on the board. If you are not on the moderator line, all you have to do is hit star 6, and you can come forth. Oh, I see our Wednesday speaker on the line, so greetings to you, sir.
I am here.
All righty. Is that Evangelist Quinn?
I am here. I'm just on another line this morning, Dr. Vanessa. Didn't mean to throw you off
there. Okay, praise God, praise God. Well, as well, I'm so glad to hear the voice of our speaker this morning is no stranger to the call. She has been a blessing on our lives. She hails from Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Gwen Beatty is the founder and the director of the Winning Circle. It's a faith-based organization there in the Chicago area that specializes, I love this, financial literacy and urban agricultural sustainability and preparedness training workshops. Truly, she is an evangelist every time she comes to us. It is about the condition of our soul, which is so important in the sight of God. She ministers faithfully, especially in the communities where it is the least of those that is so important to God's heart. She has received her ministry license through coursework at Lagos Ministerial Training Institute. She's graduated from Taylor Business Institute, secretarial accountant, and works with the Alumni Association there. Evangelist Gwen is a widow and gives honor to God, and we've prayed many times and watched God move for her son, Renard,
Colin,
and Sakiri, her granddaughter, and affectionately, that who she says is her heart. Well, I want to introduce to some and present to others. So glad to hear on the line this morning. Evangelist Gwen Beatty, the floor is yours.
God bless you, woman of God. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you this morning for an opportunity one more time to be able to speak in behalf of the things of God, because I do love the Lord, and this morning flowing from my heart is gratefulness, and I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for Dr. PK and all the believers, and congratulations again. We can't say it enough for how faithful you have been to this call and the work of the Lord. So I just want to thank God. I have a wonderful praise report this morning. Those, like Pastor Vanessa said, who have been standing and seeing God work in our lives, many of you who stood with me in prayer and many, many dimensions for the Bolingbrook Church, as they were coming under a lot of opposition from the giants in the land, as we say, in that suburban area. On Sunday, November the 6th, we praise God that the church occupied the property and had their first service. Hallelujah. So we do honor the Lord for establishing that work. And we just feel like going on because God has showed himself strong and the work of the Lord is going on. So I wanted to give that this morning as we create a terrific atmosphere for God to move. For great is his mercy towards us this morning. And oh, how he loves you and me. Those songs are just resonating in my spirit on this morning when I just think about the faithfulness of God. And this morning, I'm just going to talk a little bit about God can work in a stump of a situation. I'm sure somebody can relate to that, that you have been in a lot of situations as we are going out of this year with less than 53 some odd days left. God has shown himself strong. And if we'll look at a passage of scripture in Job, the 14th chapter, as the woman of God has said, if you want me to write some of these scriptures down, because I believe it will bless your heart this morning. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It says 14 and 7 of Job, even a tree has more hope. If it is cut down, it will sprout again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water, it will bud. I just want somebody to say, at the scent of water, it will bud and sprout again like a new seedling. And I want to just encourage somebody today that regardless of whatever your situation is, that at the center of the word, because we know that the word is symbolic to water, that at the center of the word, the water of the word will bud and sprout in your situation. You know, research has shown that it's not a lot of water here. When you look in this scripture, and a lot of you know, as Dr. Vanessa was talking a little bit about my bio, not only am I really big about financial literacy, that's why I love artists so much, those of you who are in this business, we know that they are teaching also about living healthy. And the work that I do and the community and urban sustainability, and God has opened up so many doors. And this morning, even though it's raining in Chicago, I want to tell you that water is so important. But in this passage of scripture, it shows that the tree was dead, but that it just took a sniff of water. Let me tell you that. I want to encourage somebody that if you just take a sniff of the word sometimes. Just take a sniff. Every morning we get up and we sniff the word of God. We listen to these words. And do you know the Bible says that at the sniff of water that tree was revived? That it was dead. So I want to speak to whatever dead situation that may be going on in your life, that God can revive it again. He will revive us and so that we might receive that joy that we need, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that we can love like Pastor Vanessa has been teaching in her series, loving like you've never been hurt before. You can embrace God's love. There ought to be an atmosphere of love and hope and deliverance for the people of God. And you can give like you've never been disappointed. For nobody can teach us not to give up. You got to make up your mind through reading the word of God and believe that it will revive you again. For it not only brought about this dead tree back, but what was blessing me about this, it was that that it brought back life to it, and that this tree, when you read this entire passage, that it said that the tree was new again. It went back to its youth like it had been brand new. So I want to encourage you that the word can always bring you back. We stand in a place where sometimes you have to just step back and catch your breath. I know many of us are in a season in life where we see what's been happening in so many situations. But I want to let you know that whatever your situation this morning is, God can work it out. He can work out whatever you're going through. So we don't have to be frustrated in our walk in God. We are in a time when so many Christians, they are in deep frustrations about what's going on around them and the things of the world and how so much has crept even into the appetites of the world, have crept into the church. But when the natural things of this life press us, we have to press hard in prayer, and we have to let the word revive us again. For in that tree, you can see that there was a seed, and that was a holy seed. I want to just take us back to the garden. If you would just think about germination, and you know I'm going to always take us back to our background, which the word representing that water, that germination will begin to bring forth growth. And in the situations that we go through as believers, we can always know that God is developing hope in us so that our hunger cannot be satisfied outside of the word. So because Jesus is so real, don't get caught up in our weaknesses, because he said, in your weakness, I am made strong. As Dr. Vanessa was encouraging you, that I'm always concerned about the condition of the soul. So I want to revive you this morning in enriching your soul and empowering you as a believer to know that even Psalms 56 and 9 encourages us that the day that we pray, the tide of this battle turns. So we don't have to deal with the way people deal with us, but we can deal with God's way of showing mercy and faithfulness so that the Savior can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because even if you are unrighteous in any of your way, if you take a sniff of this word in the midst of your situation, and you might even seem like verse 11 said you could be in a graven situation where some saints today, they are pleading for a way out. But God says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. So we want to praise the Lord for keeping us rooted and grounded. For today, humanity needs us to continue to play our part in the authority of Christ, to continue to be intercessors and seers and keep ourselves pure. Keep yourself pure. You know, that's the good thing about water. Water has the purity to flush out everything that's not like God. So when we cry unto the Lord, what is happening? We are being purified. We are being replenished. The germination is working on the inside of us. God's love is continuing to give us the appetite and the nature of the glorious things of God. So today I want you to identify and to get up, because he loves you. So get up and show somebody the love of God. Get up and enhance your situation. And don't let frustration, even some of us may not have even met our goals, but you have met your goal if you are in the word, because the word said, beloved above all things, I wish that you would prosper and that you would be in health. So first, prosper in the word. There's a reason that God has given us this intelligence. He's given us this intelligence to water our minds so that we can be renewed in the things of God, so that this world's way will not overtake the ways of God. So if you find yourself in a situation today, know that God can work in whatever it is. Whatever we're praying for concerning your situation, know that God is merciful and he is faithful. And because he loves you and me, when the natural things of this life press hard on your way, embrace the things of God and respond in praise. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord, and may I not forget the good things, and that is that the water of life will forever flow and will ever empower me. For we know that God is not a man that he would lie. Therefore, this last scripture that I want to leave with you, that in Isaiah, the 7th chapter, it talks about that tree, that it was even invaded and it was burned. But when that water hit it, it survived because it was a holy seed. So regardless of what hits you in life, know that you will survive because you are a holy seed. So this morning, Master Call listeners, I want to let you know that just a sniff of the word, the scent of water, will revive you and show you back to life, love, and the pursuit of God's way. As you breathe today, remember that you are the tree of life. And we bless the Lord today, and that we rejoice that he has revived each one of us again. God bless you, and I pray that you have been encouraged to know that whatever your situation, that God can work in the stump of your situation. Just be revived by the word of God. God bless you, and back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, 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 wow. That's awesome. Thank you. God can work in a stump of a situation, and she reminds us of the power of the washing of God's word in our hearts, and at the scent of water, it will bud. So it doesn't take but a little seed of faith of washing with the word. Take a sniff of this word to be revived. Awesome word. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gwen, for blessing our hearts this morning. And we're going to now ask Evangelist Tiffany if she would come to the line and seal that awesome word of encouragement to our hearts this morning and cover our prayer requests and let us finish this call being reminded that our God is faithful. Minister Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Amen. What a powerful word. Thank you, Evangelist Beatty. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify your name, for you are worthy of our praise. We thank you for this Tuesday that you have allowed for us all to wake up into, Father. We pray that your will be manifested here on earth as it is in heaven, O God. Cleanse our minds, our bodies, and our souls from anything that is not of you, Father. And we declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. We come this morning lifting up Mother Whitaker to you, Father God. I pray that you would continue just to cleanse her body, Father God, and that you would touch and heal, Father God, all those places, Father God, that will trouble her. Allow her breathing, Father God, to come forth, Father God, pure as gold, O God. I ask that you would just touch her mind, her body, and her spirit, Father God, as she stands believing your word that she is healed. We stand in agreement with her this day. For Arisha, as she has embarked upon moving out from her mother's house, I pray that her eyes will be on you, Father. I pray that you would be around her and that you would be her guide. I pray that she would find hope and trust in you. I pray for every listener here on the Master's Morning Call, for every prayer spoken and unspoken. I pray that you would do a new thing in our lives as we clear the clutter in 2011 and we embark upon what great things you have in store for us in 2012. I just pray that you would allow us to remove anything that is not of you right now, that we would align ourselves with you so that truly the doors and the windows of heaven will pour out great blessings upon us. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for the founders, and we thank you you for each family that is represented here on this line, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we love you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Rose.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that awesome word this morning. God can work in a stump of a situation. We praise God for that and for covering our prayer requests, encouraging each and every one of you to keep those prayer requests in the forefront of your mind. We praise God today for our guests, our speakers that were on the line. Thank you for coming in, and trust that you were blessed and that you were fed. Are there any closing comments? I see you on the board this morning, Dr. PK, did you want to say anything to the people of God this morning? All righty. Okay, well, that's good. And thank you and Pastor Chuck for being on the line this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. And as we close this call out today, we have just been so blessed on this thankful Tuesday, tremendous Tuesday of what God is doing in this month and in this season of Thanksgiving. And as we always encourage you on each and every call, that it's our turn now, as we go out from the Master's call, that we submit and we obey the individual call of the Master on our lives by being his minister in the marketplace, his kingdom builder. Have an awesome day in Christ, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow with Pastor Chuck. Have a great day. Bye-bye.